The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
A lot of times we talk about like being single and whatnot. We talk about my girlfriends, but I got a message on Twitter from a man who recently separated from his girl of 16 years. He's going through it. We're going to talk about that in the podcast. Men are so not ready to share their feelings or I'm good, I'm all right.
I think when you've been with anybody for 16 years, it's going to be difficult after the breakup.
Yeah, but men never show their emotions. They try to act like it doesn't bother them. Most men.
And then they have to get through the frustrations of like living a normal adult manhood alone without your significant other.
Have you guys seen that commercial where the guy's bench pressing and the bar's on his chest?
Oh,
yeah. And, well, no. So he's holding it and his friend says, let me help you with that. Nah, I'm good. I can do this. I can't let my family down. I can't let anybody know I need help. I got it. And he never lifts the weight off of his chest.
Damn.
It was deep. It's such a powerful great commercial. It's about mental health.
We the friends. Us. We're the friends who
help, right?
We're the spotters.
Yeah, dude, we're the spotters. I'll spot you, baby.
Because no man ever wants to ask for help. But this man reached out, and we're going to talk about what happened to his relationship and also give him and anyone, man or woman, advice on how to get back in the game. Here's today's episode. I'm going to try to get through this and not giggle. I hate olives, and I conveniently got rid of mine at a corporate dinner by giving them to Anthony A.
Oh,
good morning.
Nice.
Welcome to your Thursday. Okay, the day before the weekend, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. And the waiter puts olives on my plate. I specifically said no olives. So I told Otto, just give these to Anthony. He'll eat them.
Eat it. You put them on his plate and he ate them?
No, I passed them to you.
Oh, that like that weird cup of olives.
Yes, he just
I did just put them on your plate, and you were just like conveniently, you're like you put a little on your plate and just passed it on. It wasn't
that big deal. It became communal food.
Yeah, so the food
nobody knew.
People were passing around the olives, and nobody knew what to do with the olives.
Everybody kept looking at them.
When it's free food, I'm taking everything. Dude,
Anthony looked at it, made a face, got a little bit of it, put it on his plate, and then just kept passing it down.
Oh man, so you got a love for olives? Though. That's what I'm finding out right here.
Oh, olives are so disgusting.
I love olives.
No, they're like vegetable meat.
I'm gonna take this a different way. They are a little. I don't personally like to eat them, but they do remind me of my grandma. So
she like them in her martini?
No.
Because that's the only reason I like martinis is for the olives.
Interestingly enough, Anthony A. DJ Automatic likes a lot of grandma food.
Oh,
he likes thin mints. He likes
chicken in a can.
Candy corn, chicken in a can. You're damn near a grandma.
Next is going to be oatmeal.
Well, it was some Activia for you.
I bought some the other day.
He hated it, though. He's like, this is awful. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, we're going to start off with National Buffalo Soldier Day.
Yes.
So, salute to the gentlemen.
Yes. Google Buffalo Soldiers. Teach yourself and your children something, please. These were service members who were in the United States Army. They were all African American. The name Buffalo Soldiers was given to what was then called the Colored Cavalry by Native American tribes who fought in the Indian Wars. So please, look that up.
And we have National Water Park Day. Dang, dude. I haven't been to a water park in a minute.
I love water parks. They're so much fun. Yeah. Think about it. You just have this good time in the water. Then you're like, you better put a lot of sunblock on.
It just reminds me of a severe sunburn.
Yeah, because if your parents ain't putting sunblock on you, you're leaving there in pain.
It reminds me of my stepdad not being able to get on slides because he was like an old rocker dude. And he would always wear jean shorts, like cut off jean shorts.
Anthony, no!
They would never let him on the slides.
Even to the water park, he was that guy?
Hey, he was a rocker guy, dude.
He got them joints on, man.
All right, and we have National Milk Chocolate Day, National Refreshment Day, National Hamburger Day, but we'll get to National Chili Dog Day.
That was a lot of good stuff you skipped over to get to a chili dog.
I mean, chili dogs, I love them.
Chili dogs over hot dogs? I mean, over hamburgers?
Above all these things, give me a chili dog, dog.
You can double down on your dogs. You said, give me a chili dog, dog.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to give you three ways to get back into the game if you were in a relationship for a long time and you found yourself back in a game. Our good friend Joseph hit me up on Twitter with his girl for 16 years.
Whoa.
She cheated.
Damn.
And left, and he says, I'm lost, he's depressed, he's down, we got to help this man. And there's got to be other people that are in Joseph's
shoes. The opportunity to help Joseph, I just want to tell him thank you, because this is one of my favorite parts about being on the show, is when we have homies, honest men, who go through tragic things, because bad things happen to good guys too.
I kind of feel like he's been in a love coma. And now he's a way to look at it. Yeah, the world changed while he was in this limp coma. And now he's got to take a different approach on how he approaches women.
To reassure you people out there, DJ Automatic took notes down.
He is. Because this one hits home. Because I've been with Dana about 16 years now.
Does that strike fear in you as a man, DJ Automatic?
I wouldn't even know what to do.
To be back out here fully on your own.
You wouldn't know what to do.
I really wouldn't. I'd be so lost.
Deer in the headlines, husband newly divorced. It's about the same thing.
It's scary. it's scary for Joseph and every single person who finds himself in this situation when you planned on forever.
It can be. But my message to Joseph is that the universe rewards honesty. And you didn't dog this woman out, man. You walked in your path and she's the one who tricked off. So you're going to be okay. And
she is a trick and you don't need her in your life.
You better play that up that he was good to her because you're right. It's going to score him some points.
That's big though. My God. So imagine when he gets back out to the field and he starts able to tell women, hey, yo, my wife cheated on me. That's why we separated.
I'm a good guy. I'm loyal.
But I will be wary, though. Be cautious of the dating apps, bro, because it's tougher out here on the dating apps than a lot of people think. Unless you're obnoxiously good looking like George Clooney or something like that, you're not going to be cleaning up on these dating apps as an older dude. That's his fact,
but he doesn't want to clean up. He wants to find somebody.
Does he really want to find somebody? Or does his friends want him to find somebody?
He wants to find somebody.
Well, he has to focus on himself, though, really.
Okay, get right.
And
get
not
right with yourself.
Be, focusing on the dating.
What's your advice then, Ant?
My advice is to focus on yourself because you're not going to be good at dating.
No, but what's your advice on how he can get some
I'm leaving this room. I am leaving this
room. Well, I would. See, that shouldn't be the focus, bro, because he was married for 16 years.
What do you think the focus is then?
If he's married for 16 years, then he's used to not getting laid. So don't overthink
it,
bro.
One step at a time, automatic.
Yeah, don't overthink it.
But he needs to get out there and break that ice because it's like you said, that's going to be the hardest thing both ways around.
Look, man.
Three things. Give them to me.
Find some single friends to hang out with that you can go out and meet other people with too. Drink water and focus on yourself, bro. And find somebody to express your feelings to. That's very important.
All right. Dating apps, be cautious.
Be cautious, bro, because you're not going to be cleaning up on them like you think. It's going to crush your ego, my guy. And then you're going to be there crying to the woman who cheated on you. Don't do that.
Don't call her back. Mm-mm. For sure. That was like five things, but I love it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You know that Jupiter is the biggest planet, right, in the solar system? We all learned that in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out Jupiter is fat because she eats other planets.
Yes,
Jupiter sucks in other planets, and they're still living inside of her. In fact, Jupiter became 300 times bigger than Earth because it was just eating all the planets around it. Sounds like Big Dana. That's why I was big. I was as big as Jupiter. I'm just kidding. Anyway, it's always been thought that was the case. But now the astronomy and astrophysics department at NASA says they have proof. They can actually, because of all the telescopes and all of the different studies they've been doing, they can see the little planets.
Whoa.
Dang,
they have evidence of the planets.
I just can't wait to tell a girl, y'all just want to swallow you like Jupiter, baby.
Or we'd be sucked in by this fat ass.
Oh, no.
All right, listen to this headline. Congressman gives toast at gay son's wedding.
Aww.
There's more to it. Days after voting against gay marriage.
No! Come on, man.
So just days after saying gay marriage was not okay by voting against it, Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania decided that it was okay to go ahead and toast it up at his gay son's wedding. I mean,
talk about awkward family moments.
Right? Like, I don't agree with his political agenda at all whatsoever, but I do respect the
father. What is his political agenda?
Well, whatever it is, I'm not here for it, but I do I do respect the father in him, though. That is pretty, that's where I'm kind of, torn about this whole situation.
That's the most wishy-washy.
It is.
How can you vote against gay marriage and then go to your gay son's wedding and then toast to him being married?
Because when he loses this primary next time around, he's going to be like, I was there for my son. All right. From confused politician to felon women out of New Jersey. Oh, you guys may have heard the story about a veteran who gave a woman $20 to help her with gas. And in return, she started a GoFundMe for this man. Well, turns out that was all a scam.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't say.
A judge sentenced Katie McCurley to 1 year in prison plus 3 years of supervised probation because she scammed people out of $400,000.
No!
Damn!
Yeah, dude.
So was the veteran not even a real person?
It was a fake person, all completely made up, dude. So on top of her sentencing, she also has to pay back the money as well, too.
She spent all $400,000?
Hell yeah, dude.
I would have gone to Mexico. You'd have never seen me again. I would never do that, but anyway. Those are today's WTF stories. We'll be back right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Once upon a time, a long, long time ago in America, marriage was the norm. That's not the case. I am going to share with you the latest statistics from 2021 on marriage versus single people. These are three stories you need to know. In case you missed it, DJ Automatic, you always go first.
So scientists say they pretty much pinpointed exactly where COVID originated from. Microbiology detectives from the University of Arizona traced the outbreak to a wholesale market in Wuhan, China. The same one that they suspected all along. They say all the evidence points to the virus jumping from animals to humans, and that almost everyone who got the first cases either spent time in that market or lived right around it. The scientists say that the conspiracy theories that say it came from a lab are extremely unlikely.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, does it really matter? We're here. It ruined the economy. Like, it was just sucked.
I don't think it's going to change my perspective on it, but Automatic, you're the man delivering us this news. Do you believe this now?
Well, I think it kills all the conspiracy theories, but the new thing we have to worry about is monkeypox. And the United States is leading the world in monkeypox.
They say
we're leading the world in monkeypox because we're doing the most testing.
I was feeling good because we've done better, you know, on the pandemic, and now we got monkeypox.
It's always something.
Well, one thing to make you feel good, America's still eating vegetables. All right.
I like that answer.
So, we need to.
In case you missed it, Green Giant surveyed over 5,000 Americans and revealed that broccoli is America's favorite vegetable.
I like broccoli.
All right, followed up by corn, carrots, potatoes, and asparagus, rounding out the top five. My personal favorite is asparagus, so shout out to asparagus.
Shout out to broccolini.
Oh,
that's fancy broccoli.
They made it in some kind of scientific experiment
in the Wuhan lab.
No, they did not. But I love smushy frozen broccoli with a lot of butter and salt in it. It's probably not good for you. Yeah, I'm just saying that's why I
just
like
fresh broccoli.
All right, so now let me tell you about some statistics in case you missed it. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has been tracking married versus single people numbers since 1976, and for the first time in history, there are more single people than married. 52% of the country is single. Now, this trend has been going on now for the past decade. Did you know that 72% of people in the 50s were married? Americans?
Damn. Yeah.
Americans? That's crazy.
I mean, when you have half of people getting divorced, a lot of people look at it like, why would I even get married?
Well, I think that because at one point in time, women could only get married to do certain things. We couldn't get credit cards without our husband's coat.
No, women still want to get married. It's the men. It's like, Anthony hasn't gotten married. He has no interest in it. My brother, he has women wanting to marry him. He doesn't want to get married.
Some women don't want to get married.
Yeah,
it took my friend, and I'm not going to say her name, 10 years to finally say I do. She didn't need to get married. Once upon a time, we had to get married. You couldn't buy a house without your husband.
And I know a lot of older women, my mom specifically, who's like, I don't want to take care of a grown man anymore.
And men don't grow up,
that's the thing. That's the thing. I hear Dana talking about putting clothes away every day.
I still fold underwear.
Yeah, dog. So there's a lot of women don't want to take care of.
She loves doing it. You love taking care of me.
And that's why a lot of women don't want to get married. But the trend for Gen Z is marriage is up. So there you go.
Okay, here we go.
Marriage is back, apparently.
Talk to us in a decade, Gen Z.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Eminem and Nicki Minaj both trending. Do we have music coming from these two? All right, I'm going to tell you right now, it's the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, this story and more. All brought to you by Capital One. Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
UFC president Dana White celebrating his birthday. Instagram star Mia Hayward celebrating her birthday. Laura Loughlin and American entrepreneur Soulja Boy celebrating his birthday.
So I talked about Rihanna earlier and ASAP Rocky. They went on a little date night out. And Automatic and Anthony A couldn't understand why her corset is making a Daily Dirt. This is Rihanna. She just had a baby and she looks fabulous. Oh no, Anthony liked it. It was automatic. Who cares about Rihanna's corset? Everybody.
That's front page news in my spank bank.
I don't know about all that.
Oh.
But you can get the picture off of at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
Shout out to Rihanna for bouncing back and being beautiful.
Yeah.
Every woman after having a baby is beautiful. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Anyway, now we're going to move on to Kendrick Lamar. Recently, during a performance, an audience member captured a security guard being moved to tears by Kendrick's music. Now, Jazzy, who is one of my favorite people to watch, she does interviews on social media. She's like 12. She caught up with Kendrick, and he's speaking on the moment right here.
Yeah, it's really just about the feeling of it. You know, at the end of the day, past all the politics, past all the numbers, it's what music make you feel, you know, how it make you feel. So to see that, and shout out to him, by the way, because I see him, bro, and I was like, man, I wonder what he's going through, you know. But at the end of the day, that's how you want everybody to perceive your music and, you know, make them feel good, make them feel like a moment they're attached to, it can live forever.
When he said that, I really felt that, living forever, right? Music makes you feel something. And if you make a great piece of art like Kendrick has done over and over again, it never stops meaning something,
man,
to people throughout generations.
The ability to make people feel on a different level is what keeps Kendrick Lamar around in that Kings of Rap conversation. Yeah. With
I'm in my feels right now because we lost on an interview to a 12-year-old.
Me too. Come on, Jazzy, hook it up.
Yeah.
And now we're going to move on to the VMA Best Hip Hop Noms. We got Kendrick N95 nominated, Future Way For You, Lotto Big Energy, Pusha T Diet Coke, and Eminem for D2 to the LBC, the song he did with Snoop, and Nicki Minaj with Lil Baby, Do We Have a Problem. Who's going to win?
Nicki Minaj and Lil Baby, I believe, is going to win.
Okay, Anthony, automatic?
Future and Drake.
All right, I'm going to take Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah,
we'll see who wins.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Everybody loves ice cream, so this is a great reason to listen. I've got big ice cream news and food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Friday's Eve, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
All right, so one of our favorites, obviously, Selena Quintanilla Perez, who tragically was killed 27 years ago by her fan club president, Yolanda Saldivar, in Corpus Christi, is releasing a new album. And a song is going to be released at the end of this month.
Okay.
Now, some people are like so excited. Some people are not excited. This is going to be her voice, but it's kind of AI manipulation. All so right. It is her voice. I get it.
I'm very open-minded to it because I believe AB, her brother, is involved, right?
Oh, yeah. He's producing it.
As long as he's involved with it, then I'm really excited for it.
I mean, the one thing that her father said 27 years ago is that her music and her legacy will live on forever. And they've done that. So whether you like it or not, he said that.
It is a money grab, but at the same time, the fans want it.
The fans want it.
Yeah, give it to us.
Anything Selena sells out.
Anything for Selena.
All right, now we're going to move on to food news. The Choco Taco is gone. This is made by Klondike. The product has been discontinued. Now, representatives from Klondike say the past 2 years, because of the pandemic, there's just shortages. It's harder and harder to get their hands on different, you know, products to make the Choco Taco.
Chocolate tacos?
Yes.
Damn.
I'm so upset. Now, you can still find Choco Tacos in stores because they're running through their inventory.
Yeah, because they've been sitting in the bottom of every freezer every convenience store. Why are people acting like they're outraged? Yeah. Nobody, I've never seen anybody eat a Choco Taco.
Well, you know, tacos, I'm trying to, you know, dude, as a person who's a Chicano who gets called Latinx all the time, like, Choco Taco is something that we've had. Bro, you know, and that's kind of why I'm hurt. But you're
you
right,
identify
though.
With it,
yeah, dude. Identify with it, dude. But like, yeah, you're right, dude. I'd never eat a Choco Taco.
It's brown and crisp.
It's always the last thing at the bottom of the 7-Eleven.
I can't remember the last time
barrel.
I opened one up, dude.
That's what they should have said. Nobody eats them. They're gone. Yeah. Now everybody's gonna want them. They're gonna bring them back. Sell them out. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with the very serious one and a cool one too. It's National Buffalo Soldiers Day, yo.
Buffalo Soldiers. I want everybody to look this up, please. It's important. This is an African-American United States Army cavalry. They were called the Colored Cavalry in 1866. And the name Buffalo Soldiers was given to them by Native American tribes.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. So look that up, please. It's such an important part of American history.
And Bob Marley even did a song about him.
There you go. We have National Water Park Day. It's also National Refreshment Day. National Chili Dog Day. It's also
Hold on.
Oh, chili dog. Okay.
Chili dog.
Dana loves chili dogs.
And I make good chili. Bro. Homemade chili.
Yeah, shout out to Wiener Schnitzel, bro.
They good,
you'll
man.
See me and my Fiat pulling into Wiener Schnitzel a lot,
when I was
son.
Big Dana, I used to eat those at every radio meeting, and I could see Automatic making faces. I don't give a damn.
Do you get, like, the little mini ones?
Dude, I get the mini ones. I get the giant
big
ones.
Big ones, a foot long. Bring them
all. All right, we got National Intern Day, but Dana Cortez, what do you call a vegan-friendly hamburger?
Anthony A., what do you call a vegan-friendly hamburger?
A mistake.
Ooh. I'm going to say gross.
All right, it's National Hamburger Day.
Woo! my favorite hamburger comes from Dairy Queen. She has mayonnaise on her. She has lettuce and tomato and extra pickles, and that's it. From Dairy Queen, it's so good. I don't even want cheese on it to disturb her.
Damn, she's so good. Bro. Tell the queen to cut the check.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, a man wrote in and told Dana that his wife of 16 years cheated on him and he packed up his dignity and left her. But now he needs help getting back in the game. So us two dudes didn't give him a few tips. That's why we do two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. Automatic, what's up, brother?
You're this one hit a little too close to home.
Why, dude? Are
because
you
he's been, I mean, they're married for that long and his wife cheated on him. Now he's lost. I was like, I'm trying to put myself in this guy's shoes and I feel like I'll be right there lost with him.
Oh, don't look at it that much, dude. I love your heart, though, your empathy, brother. That's, I appreciate that, man. You guys would never have to go through that at all.
I mean, at least I have you. I could like be like, yo, how do I get back out there?
Yeah, that's what I'm here for, dude. I'm here to help homies get the groove back, you old grasshopper.
Don't ever call me old.
No, not you. I'm talking about a man. He's not a young grasshopper. He's an old grasshopper.
Who has no game.
But listen, yes, he does, though. He has game because he has honesty on his side, dude.
Okay. All right?
And so now that this guy has a good truth behind him of, I was married for 16 years and wife
cheated on
me.
Dude. I mean, I realize there's two sides to every story, but this guy got left in the dust with no goggles.
Once you back that story up with a little bit of confidence, chicks are going to be on you, bro. You'll be able to go to hot yoga classes. You'll be able to pick up chicks at Chipotle, daytime grocery shopping. You'll be able to scoop them up everywhere. You'll be even knocking down Uber Eats drivers, okay,
my
guy?
So you're saying he's just going to go on a escapade?
Eventually. You got to get your groove back and give yourself some time, my guy. Be patient, bro. Because if you think you're just going to run out there and dive back into the scene after 16 years of being married, which
you are sadly mistaken. Listen,
if you've been married for 16 years and then you get a divorce, that means you haven't been getting laid for a long time. So
that's not necessarily true.
No, that is true because if him and his wife were getting on, there probably wouldn't be a divorce happening.
Oh yeah,
that's a fact, my guy. So be patient with yourself, bro. Get back in shape, dog.
Okay, what's step number two then?
Step number two: find some single homies who aren't creeps.
Okay,
right? Like other guys who have things going on for themselves. Right, get some grown man toys. Get you some ATVs. Do some things like that. Hang out with some other bros.
Okay. That's what's step number three?
Step number three, focus on self-pleasure.
Yeah, all right, boy.
All right? Focus on self-pleasure, dude. Because, you know, you're living by yourself now. You don't have to peek around a corner when nobody's home.
Worry about getting caught.
You don't have to worry about getting caught.
Don't take it far enough to where you start hiring people, though.
Okay, yo, all right, see.
You're never going to get back out there if you start doing that
stuff. Don't do that, man. Be patient and be comfortable with your feelings, dog. You didn't do anything. You're walking in honesty, and the universe will reward you, my guy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's so much that we can do, so many more topics, conversations we can have over that in case you missed it, more singles than married.
Well, the first thing is the guy who got broken up with, you know, good news for him. There's more single people
there
out there.
You go, right?
Good, more single women for him, right? Yes. I just think it's weird that that's the trend, and I think it's only going to continue because marriage has evolved. A lot of people don't want to think about how much has evolved. Now there's gay marriage and everything else, but marriage used to be a contract because a father didn't want his daughters were useless at home. So he would sell her for goats and a dowry or something, you know? So marriage has evolved throughout the centuries into something different. And I think one day it's kind of going to go away.
Right? And
I know that sounds weird. People are going to be like, what?
I don't know that it'll ever go away completely, but I think the definition of marriage will change just like it has over the centuries.
It has, yeah.
And
are you interested in getting married, Anthony?
No, not at the moment. I'm actually...
Because you don't have a girlfriend right now.
I'm actually at the... I believe that you don't always have to exist in this current pursuit of love in romantic way. Like, you can love something else just as much as you love your partner. Like, I'm in love with my craft.
Yeah,
I get the same fulfillment or more fulfillment from doing that than I ever got out of any relationship.
I think it's because you've never had somebody support you the way you need to.
There's some girl right now that's thinking that's
the hottest thing you ever said.
But here's the thing, I don't need the support though. I have the support from my mom, my brother, my friends. Like, what more do I need that? I don't need that.
You have love.
You don't. Yeah, I don't feel that need. I don't feel a void, and it's okay to exist in that way. It's okay.
I like that. I agree 100%. You don't have to bend to societal norms. You have to get married. I don't have to do nothing. All right. Well, you do have to listen to more of the podcast. Here it is.